Good snap. Good hold. The kick is on the way. The kick is good! The kick is good! And Andre Schmidt from 55 to give the Browns a 13-10 win!
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Kevin Kugler with the call yesterday on Fox. As the Cleveland Browns, with one of the more insane comebacks, not even in terms of like overcoming a huge deficit, but that game felt, at least from wins and losses, felt like the Packers had it in the bag the whole time, and then they didn't. As the Browns win, that was the first and only lead they had the entire game, was as time expired, the Browns beat the Green Bay Packers. Joining us right now to talk about that and more, the weekend that was in the world of football betting, is our friend Sam Paniadovic, co-host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon, along with our friend Joe Ostrowski, also does work for Fox Sports, the Bear Bets podcast. Chicken Dinner is his sports betting podcast. And he does You Better You Bets Countdown to kick off with me each and every NFL Sunday morning, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. And he loved the Cleveland Browns getting the points yesterday. Sammy, welcome back to the show. What's going on, my friend?
Thank you for the intro. That introduction is enough to make me realize I need to take a nap because I'm tired hearing all that. Also had the Cowboys though yesterday. So let's paint both sides. Femi, what is up with your defense? What is going on?
They stink. They're terrible. they're awful. They're god awful. They're the slump busters. If you're in a slump, go see the Cowboys. You'll be out of it.
That's they're how it missing goes. Something. I can't quite tell what it is. I don't know what it is about the defense. It's missing something.
Yeah, we'll see it Sunday night.
I was going to say, like, multiple things. I think DeMarcus Lawrence, I think, would make a huge difference on this defense if he were there. So maybe we could talk about Sam, Cowboys and Packers on Sunday Night Football. But before we get to next week, what is your biggest betting takeaway in either college or NFL from this weekend?
That Shane Steichen finally has the team that he wants. Honestly, that's the case. And you look at BetMGM, they're now minus 300 to make the playoffs or higher, depending on where you shop. For coach of the year, you also have a team that's, I mean, just running the ball at will. Jonathan Taylor favored now to win offensive player of the year, and he's fixed Daniel Jones. So favored to make the playoffs, Steichen favored to win coach of the year, Taylor favored for offensive player. And I know that the schedule hasn't been great, but what's the name of the game in the NFL? Beat bad teams. The Packers couldn't do it. They couldn't do it yesterday. The Colts have not had the toughest schedule, but they are physical, in your face, smash mouth football. And Steichen, I mean, it's very obvious to me. I don't have intel on this, but it's very obvious that he got in somebody's head and said, look, Anthony Richardson is not going to work anymore because we need a quarterback that's going to complete more than 50% of his passes. And Daniel Jones doesn't have to do much. He has to protect the ball and hit open receivers. And he's completing 70% of his passes now. But their physical running game is keeping defenses honest. And then the play action in the middle of the field is wide open. And all Jones is doing is making his reads and hitting the right guy. That division is also horrendous. Look at Houston right now. 0-3. Can't protect the quarterback. Can't block. Can't run block. Can't do anything right. And then you got the Titans in there. What a cute story that is. What a cute little team in Nashville. So really, it's Daniel Jones against Trevor Lawrence for the AFC South. Just the way we all expected, right?
I mean, I'm so glad I added Titans +6 yesterday morning before kickoff. Like, oh, like look at this great number. It's inflated. Pick six right as the game starts. See you later. You're just going to lose money. Let's talk about college football, because college football was much better to me this past Saturday than the NFL was yesterday. What was, in your opinion, the most impactful betting result from the college rings?
Miami's really good. I mean, that's not exactly a hot take. If you look at the AP poll, they're right there near the top. But I think we're finally starting to realize that oddsmakers are notified and they're well aware of how good Miami is. I mean, they just bludgeon you in the trenches. They got two guys on the offensive line that are going in the first round, maybe. Definitely have one, maybe two. And then on defense, they feel like they have three NFL guys on that defensive line. And I know that it's very popular in the streets to say that Miami can't do anything because Mario can't win big games. Well, they beat Notre Dame. They've pummeled South Florida. Not that that's a huge game. And just erased anything that Florida wanted to do on offense. That's a team that has a very easy schedule. I think 11-1 is extremely possible. I don't want to get crazy and say 12-0. But in terms of offensive and defensive line play, they're the best to me in the country. And that was a pretty impressive result to see how well they played defensively against Florida. Not that Florida's this elite offense, but man, Miami's good. O-line, D-line. I don't know if you guys had money on Oklahoma. Tough. If you had the Auburn side, at least, at plus 6.5 to get that safety and land 7. I had a buddy who was in Last Man Standing, which is a one pick per week ATS contest. He had Auburn plus 6.5, and he is out. Oof. And he has to think about that for the rest of the season. Oklahoma looked good, and John Mateer made another play late in a game to rightly deserve his spot atop the list for Heisman favorite. That kid's good. I hope he stays healthy, because this schedule gets unbelievably tough for Oklahoma. But that was cool to see that. And then pour one out for my guys in Champaign. I went to school there. Woo, Illinois. Oh, their fans were getting real chippy too, guys. Real cocky, real confident. Jake Hassan.
Oh, no.
63-10. Hoosiers. Woof.
Sig's got him. He's got him rolling out there in Bloomington, man. Indiana looks legit as they beat the hell out of Illinois this past Saturday. But what about Texas Tech, though? Because this is a team, like, all throughout the summer, we all wanted to figure out what this was going to be with all the money that they poured into the roster, turning that over, $28 million, raiding the portal, getting a bunch of defensive linemen. How good is this team? Because I've been in on them to win the Big 12, but they could they actually compete with the big boys when you look at the national title landscape?
Well, if the quarterback can stay healthy, that's something that has to happen, because he's had like these gruesome bouts with injuries, and you know, he has concussion-like symptoms already. So he's on my injury list for this week. Now, we'll see how that goes the rest of the season, but this is a guy who's had multiple injuries in his career in Lubbock, and I hope he can stay on the field, because when he's out there, he's unbelievable. And this was a guy that was 250-1 to win the Heisman in the summer. And that number is nowhere near there. Of course they can't. Money talks, Femi, at this level, especially nowadays with the NIL, and you've talked about all the money that they have going into that program. They're very good. Now, can they win a couple playoff games? Don't know. Defensively, I think they leave a lot to be desired. I think we're not talking enough about the Big Ten, though. I mean, the Big Ten might get 5 playoff teams this year. Not to divert the conversation in that direction, but I mean, my 3 highest rated teams are all Big Ten teams: Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon. And in terms of SEC, like, who's the best SEC team right now? Odds makers would tell you it's Texas. I don't think bettors would say it's Texas. I think bettors would say maybe Georgia. Some would maybe hold out hope that it's Alabama. But it's obvious that every Big Ten team on top, those 3 teams, Ohio State, Penn State, Oregon, are all much better off, at least right now, as currently constructed, than any team from the SEC.
Well, do you have any early opinions on those 2 games? I mean, you have Oregon visiting Happy Valley to take on Penn State, Nittany Lions about 3.5-point favorites. You have Bama and Georgia playing at the same time. Like, get your 2 screens set up, everybody, for this upcoming Saturday. Any early betting thoughts for those 2 games? Oregon, Penn State, Alabama, Georgia.
I don't think people are going to be excited to lay the points with Penn State. So I naturally gravitate toward the side that people don't want to bet. I mean, Oregon's going to be very trendy, very sexy. Oh, they might be a better team, and I get points. We'll see. I mean, Penn State's showing you nothing and beating nobody. And I don't think that's all by design. I don't think they're trying to sleepwalk through September. But it's hard to get up for Villanova. You know, it's hard to get up for these teams that they've been playing. And I think their physicality is something that Oregon just hasn't seen yet. I mean, Oregon's been tested for sure more than Penn State. When you talk about playing Northwestern, when you talk about playing Oregon State, but the physicality that Penn State brings is going to be a much tougher test. I will lay 3 for sure on Penn State, assuming we get there. The early look ahead in the summer was like 5.5, 6, and now we're 3.5, maybe 3. I would be interested in Penn State for sure. The other game, I don't know what to do, man. I don't know what to make of Georgia. I don't think their secondary is good, but I also don't know if Ty Simpson can take advantage of that. So that'll be a watch and learn for me. I can tell you that I will be commuting all weekend for a wedding. Best weekend to have a wedding, huh? What the hell is that?
Oh, is this the Sunday when you're officiating the wedding?
Yes, I'm officiating the wedding, man. Sunday, but I have to travel basically all day Saturday to get to said wedding. Yeah, I can't wait. Oh, well, we're glad you're all here on this NFL Sunday as we meet these two people. You know, like, oh, good grief. Can you tell I'm excited to travel all weekend and then have to miss our show Sunday to officiate a wedding? Very excited for that. I don't know what to do, though, with Georgia-Bama. That's going to be a tough one. You got a bunch of good games. I mean, you got, you start at 12 noon Eastern and go all the way through, you have a great game in every time slot. That's what it's all about on Saturdays.
You know who else is going to be excited, Sam, about you missing Sunday show? Probably Femi, because Femi might have to do that show with me on Sunday at, very early his time. So I, I forgot that was this week. I'm happy you said that because like Femi, you and I will have a separate conversation about this. You bet on this Monday.
Nick Costos and Femi,
Femi, countdown to kickoff this Sunday, 8 a.m. Pacific time with yours truly. I think that's going to be what happens. Our guest is the great Sam Paniadovich of Bet Sweats here on the BetMGM Network. Sam, if I gave you $100, $500, whatever, and I said you have to bet the winner of the NFC at price, Eagles are plus 350, Packers plus 375, Detroit plays tonight, obviously, against the Ravens. I want to get your take on that game to close. Detroit is 6, the Niners are 8, but Nick Bosa's out for the year. Rams 850, Commanders plus 950, Bucks 10, Vikings 20, so on and so forth. Who would you bet and why at price to win the NFC?
After the Bears, who look very... No, I'm kidding.
I declined to mention Chicago. Also, you can bet Dallas if you want.
No, I'd pass on them. I'd pass on the Saints, too. I always laugh early in the season when you have a team at 500-1 to win a conference. It's very funny. It's been 3 weeks, and the Saints are 500-1. The Bucks are dangerous, guys. They are... And I think they've shown you that they can win with injuries, and they've had to deal with a ton. I was texting with a buddy last week. I was a little nervous about the Bucs because we were talking about Tampa maybe being a survivor leg. And I sent a text to one of my buddies, and I said, I don't know. Baker's concussed, man. He got hit really hard. And his response was, Baker was born concussed. He lives concussed. I thought, okay, fair enough. That's a team at price that speaks to me. I mean, I'd rather bet them at 10 than Green Bay at 375 at BetMGM. My stock is mostly in San Francisco, as we talked about during the summer. They keep finding ways to win, albeit extremely injured at that. And now Bosa, just another list on a long list of guys that are banged up. I'm hopeful that... maybe offensively they get some of these heavy hitters back, including the quarterback, and they can still make a run, and then I can maybe get off it if possible. But given the current market and given the board, I might go Tampa. I was going to try and rage bait everybody and say Minnesota, but I'm not going to go there because people actually listen to this network at a good level, so I'm not going to go there. I like their team. I don't know if McCarthy and Wentz have the ability to take them on a deep run. Are we out on the Ramley? Like, my answer is Bucks. Are we out on the Ramley? Are you guys back in, or are we out? I don't know the answer.
So what I said earlier in the show, Sam, I want to make sure that we could give me, how about this? Give me like 10 seconds. What's your bet for tonight just to get it in, and then we'll talk about the Ramley.
Yeah, I like the under. I think under is fair. Obviously, you're gonna need to sweat a little bit, but 54 at MGM, that's the highest it's been all week. This number was 50.5 on the open. I just need one stop inside the 20. Maybe like a fourth and goal at the 4. Somebody gets a stop. 54 is a lot. So I'm going to go under tonight.
You need Russell Wilson to play quarterback. He'll throw the ball out of the end zone on that 4th and 4. But as far as the Rams are concerned, I said this earlier. I do think, Sam, that they're the best team in the NFC West now, especially with this Bosa injury. And I think that they're a playoff team. I don't trust McVay at the ends of these games. I hated the decision-making in the waning moments in the fourth quarter of the Rams-Eagles game. I just think like the Eagles are always going to beat them when it comes down to it. So I think the Rams are a playoff team if Stafford's healthy, but I would stop short of saying that I think the Rams will win the conference or win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and Stafford, obviously, as most quarterbacks are, one hit away from being out for a while, but that's a guy that you have serious issues about, at least in terms of like durability and all that. That's the
only
reason I didn't bet them. No. I didn't bet anything. I think I would have if I didn't hear all summer that he's not on the field, that he can't throw the football. Like, I probably would have maybe taken a little piece of it, but I have nothing on the Rams.
Femi, you were the captain of the Ramley last year. Mm-hmm. Are you in or out on the Rams?
I'm out. It's a week-to-week deal with them. I don't trust the Stafford back injury. It's one hit away. I can't trust it. In fact, like with this Bosa stuff now, I mean, I was out on Seattle beforehand. Maybe they're the beneficiaries of the Niners injuries. Like it feels like they might be the beneficiaries. Like Niners banged up, Cardinals, same old Cardinals, Stafford, it's very flimsy with the back. All of a sudden, here's Sam Darnold potentially going back to the playoffs. Like I thought that would never happen, but here we are. 3 weeks.
Think about this. One last thing. Sorry, Nick. Wherever you go, don't bring Shane Waldron with you. He's ruining Brian Thomas the way he ruined JSN and Roman Dunze. Be careful.
I can't have this. I can't have it. I need BGJ to catch the damn ball. I will say this here for the first time this week. I am almost certainly going to bet the Arizona Cardinals on Thursday night against the Seahawks. At SP Shoot on Twitter, Bets Wets weekdays 9 a.m. to noon. Sammy, we appreciate you. Have a great show tomorrow with Joel. We'll catch up with you next week.
See ya.
On the other side, we continue recapping Week 3 NFL Sunday, and we will take a trip to Foxborough with the Steelers and the Patriots.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.